why it's meaningful, but both of these storms exist, so people are talking about it. I just Googled Mary Walter. It says WMAL next to her name. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The White House confirms that President Trump had a second meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit, but the president is lashing out at media coverage of that previously undisclosed meeting.
The White House downplaying the second encounter, asserting the insinuation that the White House has tried to hide a second meeting is false, malicious, and absurd.
Correspondent Joe Johns, also a senior Russian lawmaker, is dismissing those media reports of that second meeting, calling them sensationalist. President Trump says it's probably time to just let Obamacare fail after the latest humiliating GOP health bill collapse in the Senate. Still, he's making a last-ditch effort to find some way to revive his party's efforts on the bill. He's invited Senate Republicans to the White House. The governors of Maryland and Virginia, meanwhile, find themselves in agreement on one thing, health care.
Larry Hogan and Terry McAuliffe are two of the governors on a bipartisan statement regarding the Senate's health care bill. That statement saying Congress should work to make health insurance more affordable by controlling costs and stabilizing the market, and urging senators not to repeal and replace the current system, adding, quote, "It's critically important that governors are brought to the table to provide input, and we stand ready to work with lawmakers in an open bipartisan way to provide better insurance for all Americans." Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
What's usually a routine vote is turning into anything but today at the Transportation Planning Board, which is looking at the potential for a new bridge over the Potomac River.
The bridge issue is split Montgomery County versus Loudoun County, and this week Montgomery County and Council President Roger Berliner are making it clear.
It really is a defining moment as to what kind of future are we going to embrace, and it is not this from Montgomery County's perspective.
In a unanimous vote, the council's opposing studying a new bridge, and they're not the only ones against it.
We've never thought it would be a good idea.
The Coalition for Smarter Growth, Stuart Schwartz, says this has been talked about for decades, and the same conclusions always reached. An upstream bridge wouldn't be used enough to justify building it. Instead, he says focus needs to be on improving the Legion Bridge,
including transit, possible hot lanes.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, the wife of Congressman Elijah Cummings, says she is strongly considering running for governor of Maryland. Rocky Moore Cummings says the health care debate in Washington has shown her that Republicans are not considering the needs of women, children, and minorities. A seafood festival with a political flavor is taking place today on Maryland's Eastern Shore. It's the 41st annual J. Millard Taw's Crab and Clam Bake this afternoon in Crisfield. That festival is often visited by politicians. A Fairfax County police officer is on leave and facing a misdemeanor reckless driving charge after a high-speed crash back in February. Police say Officer Pishko Satecki was responding to a call in the Falls Church area the morning of February 18th. His cruiser collided with a minivan, and police say the officer had failed to activate his emergency equipment. They say he was doing 68, where the speed limit is 40. It's been 40 years since you were last able to get from here to Roanoke, Virginia via Amtrak, but soon you will once again be able to. Amtrak service is coming to Roanoke in October. It'll connect Roanoke passengers to Washington and other points along the Northeast Corridor for the first time in four decades. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,575, the NASDAQ at 6,344. Sports, the Nats run their winning streak to 6 with a victory over the Angels. The Orioles win their second in a row, beating Texas. WMDA, the Mystics, host Atlanta at lunchtime today. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do some of the rooms in your home feel like a sauna in the summer? EnergyStar.gov reports that a standard double pane window allows approximately 75% of the sun's heat into your home. That sounds miserable. Thompson Creek Windows can reduce the solar heat gain coming in through windows to keep you comfortable all summer long and reduce your cooling bills. That sounds better to me. Mary Walter here, and you'll love what Thompson Creek Windows will do for your home. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and are completely accountable to you. And listen up, homeowners. Here's something that you don't want to miss. For the first time ever, save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. That's ThompsonCreek.com. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP. Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270. Enjoying the ride so far. It's just been about the volume. Heading through White Oak on 29, coming southbound south of New Hampshire Avenue. Very slow. And in that stretch, crews were responding to the accident. Making our travels on 212 south of Cherry Hill Road. 212 Powder Mill Road for the accident. So do watch. It's going to be very slow. It's only one lane in each direction in that stretch. So have patience. Now, top side of the Beltway, 95 around the Georgia Avenue, slowing. DC 295, dealing with the broken down tractor trailer with a flat tire, actually. Southbound after you pass Eastern Avenue, then near Benning for the crash. So two obstacles for our 295 trek. On 395, it's just been about the volume. Beltway to get you past King Street, and then just brief delays to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Hopefully not a repeat of yesterday. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound, a brief slowdown for the broken down northbound before you get to 123. So if you're going to get toward the CIA, that's our little stall there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds and warm this afternoon. Hot, humid, 95. Isolated thunderstorms right through the early nighttime hours. Nothing widespread, and then clear overnight, 77. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 97. Friday, clouds and sunshine, 99. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 68 in Bowie, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A Swiss couple missing for 75 years has been found frozen in a glacier in the Alps. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're midway through the week. It is Wednesday. Joining us at 8:35, Eric Bowling will be here with us. Have not heard from Eric in quite a while, and I'm sure he has a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk to him about, so it's going to be very interesting. And I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colanese.
Promises, promises. You knew you'd never
care. All right, the President of the United States, you know, made a lot of campaign promises in his run-up to the White House. And he's been doing his solid best to keep them, I think. I want to run down a list of some of the updates we have on things he's up to and what he's been able to get done, question mark, certainly, as well, things that he's not been able to rush towards. The big one this week is obviously Obamacare. The president is trying to repeal Obamacare, and the repeal and replace effort, as we all know, ran up against some opposition in the Senate, just enough Republican opposition that they weren't able to do it in a single bill. But now they're rebooting that effort. They're trying to do a simple repeal plan. Now Mitch McConnell wants to force a vote in the Senate to get senators to basically put their name down, yes or no, I'm for the repeal of Obamacare. So he's going to try that within the next week. To get a vote on that question and get senators to basically vote for repeal with, again, a two-year delay before Obamacare is truly repealed, and that'll give them time to come up with a replacement.
The thing with this whole repeal, replace, I think Cal Thomas made an excellent point, where Cal Thomas said, we need to see President Trump on television making the case for why we need to repeal Obamacare. And he pointed out very rightfully that we saw President Obama on television and at rallies, and he was all over the place touting Obamacare, and he sold it to the American people so much so, and we know that he went out and knowingly lied to us in order to get it passed. That if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Right? If you like your insurance, you can keep your plan. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We know now that those were lies, and they knew they were lies, but he went out and did it. And I'm not saying President Trump needs to get out and lie, because I won't respect that, and I don't want that. But I do think President Trump is his own best salesman, and the people, his base loves him and wants to hear from him, and that's when he's at his best. Get out and sell it, Mr. President.
Well, he's traveling to Ohio next week to make a campaign-style pitch on his agenda. But, you know, to Cal's point and to yours, this is different. This would be a primetime address to the country from the White House, just talking about what he's working on and what he'd like to see accomplished. There's a lot of legislative goals ahead this year. But on this Obamacare thing, give us the best, give an affirmative reason why somebody should want Obamacare repealed, you know, other than just the government interference in healthcare. Like, what is that going to do for my premiums? What is it going to do for my healthcare? Is it going to bring it back down to earth? Because I think a lot of people, especially the people who are most upset with Obamacare, assess like, whoa, what happened to my premiums? What's the point of even having health insurance if I have to pay thousands of dollars on the deductible before I can even use it? This feels like I don't have insurance. I'm paying both for insurance and covering cost of care out of pocket. How is this helping me? How is this good for me? Can the president make that case?
Those people feel like no one's hearing their voice. And President Trump campaigned on being, you know, the forgotten man, giving a voice to the forgotten man. And those people, and listen, I'm part of those people. We pay insane premiums almost for our health care. And then we have our deductibles. So everything we do, if we go to that, we basically have catastrophic care. That's basically the only time our insurance is going to kick in is catastrophic care.
So meanwhile, the president is pushing to not only... that in order to get some of this stuff done, especially where he just saw it fail in the Senate, his insistence is we need to get Republicans elected. Listen to this.
So the way I look at it is in 18, we're going to have to get some more people elected. We have to go out and we have to get more people elected that are Republican. And we have to probably pull in those people, those few people that voted against it. I don't know. They're going to have to explain to you why they did, and I'm sure they'll have very fine reasons. But we have to get more Republicans elected because we have to get it done.
Yeah, so he wants more Republicans elected so that he can accomplish his legislative agenda. Not surprising that he'd want more support, especially in the Senate, especially after this week, where all it took was three senators saying, nope, I'm not interested, and the whole effort collapsed. The whole effort collapsed. Meanwhile, he's written off Democrats as obstructionists entirely. Let's move to Iran.
Oh, no. I'm really... I like it here.
I knew as soon as I said that I shouldn't have said it that way. Let's move to the issue of Iran now. The president of the United States this week, the Trump administration, rather, has recertified the Iran deal on Monday. You'll remember that in May of 2016, the president said during a speech to AIPAC, quote, my number one priority is to dismantle the disastrous deal with Iran. The president has since recertified it this week. So if you're holding him accountable on the Iran deal, you're probably scratching your head this week going, okay, what's going on here? I will say that the president's gotten a little tougher as well, announcing new sanctions against Iranians this week. In addition to maintaining the Iran deal, which the administration says Iran has followed the conditions laid out in the deal, so that's why they recertified it, a senior official has said that Iran is not following the spirit of the agreement, so therefore new sanctions will be levied against Iran. They pointed to Iran's missile development, hostility to Israel, cyber attacks against foreign nations, and human rights abuses as causes for concern. They're still placing a lot of pressure on the country. But the Iranian nuclear deal, the one that President Obama put in place, just recertified this week by President Trump.
And I believe Dr. Gorkov was in the room when they were discussing this, and he told Ronica Cleary from Channel 5, from Fox 5, that President Trump doesn't like the deal.
Right.
And as he said, this isn't forever. This can always be renegotiated.
That's true. Just so we're clear, he did promise that he'd tear that thing up, and that's not the situation. Obviously, the president confronted with the reality of presiding, and he has a lot of people talking to him and giving him advice, and some of that advice will result in different decisions. Immigration arrests are up, Mary. Immigration arrests are up substantially from the days of the Obama administration. In the final 3 months of the Obama administration, ICE averaged 9,134 arrests each month. That number, now at 13,085. That's a jump of nearly 4,000 people a month more being arrested by ICE. So that number, some promising news for the immigration hawks among Trump supporters. Deportations are actually down, but that's because the system is now so overwhelmed with immigration cases that it's resulted in a little bit in decline in deportations. But all of these guys are still being held and will eventually be deported. So immigration arrests up substantially in the Trump era.
And when we say deported, it's not going to be like under the Obama era where they said, Obama deported more people. They would turn them around and walk them back across the border, and then they would walk down a couple miles and come back again. So we're not talking about that kind of deported, right?
Just
right?
Keep deporting.
Yeah.
Catch and release.
No, that way.
It's 7:15 now on WMAL. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, let's go northbound, heading toward the CIA and exit for 123. Slowing because of the broken down, blocking one lane here just a few moments ago. So that's why we have this northbound delay. Southbound right in that same stretch, you're checking out the activity. So we have a little brief delay through there as well. Now, once beyond, you're looking pretty good down toward the Overlooks, Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but again, it's the northbound side of the G-Dub, slowing again with this broken down. Now, for 395, Beltway to King Street, briefly now as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, seeing those delays definitely on the increase. Have a crash reported on the Maryland Beltway, and I'm definitely seeing delays right in the vicinity. Response heading in the Forestville area, inner loop right near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Looks like it will be after the exit for Pennsylvania Avenue, so keep alert. Beyond that, still heading to the Wilson Bridge. Let's get you updated on where the backups begin this morning. Right near St. Barnabas Road, but there's nothing in the way. It's a pretty normal stretch. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's mostly sunny early with isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high near 95 degrees, but with that heat index, it'll be up 100 or more. Let's see, tonight we have clear skies, low of 77 degrees, and then tomorrow we'll have sunny skies along with a few clouds and a high of 97 degrees, and that heat index, once again, 100 or more. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 78. With the humidity, though, 87 degrees, but luckily, right here in the studio, it's like 71 or something, 717 on WMAL.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of 2-cubic-foot shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
Like the anthem of the 70s, the women's lib movement. And what was that? The ERA amendment. Remember the ERA amendment, equal rights amendment that failed?
That's not really a roar. That's like a purr. You hear that?
It was a roar for the 70s, I guess. All right. So this is a little complicated. So follow here. All right. So there's this women's march, right? The women's march. Remember, they were all and they had their little pink hats and they have this women's march in Washington, D.C. And one of the women who was inspired by the women's march was Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. And she was on Seth Meyers' show talking about the women's march.
Regular people across America are standing up and demanding action. The Women's March was truly the most inspiring moment of my entire life. I saw men, women, children, dogs walking, marching, holding signs.
The dogs were holding signs.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I was going to say. Really, there were dogs interested in the Women's March. Now, remember this, because it's going to come back later in the story. So the Women's March honored Asada Shakur, also known as Joanne Chesimard, from New Jersey, killed a New Jersey state trooper. And she escaped from prison with the help of some other people, and she went to Cuba where she was given political asylum, and she's been in Cuba ever since. And when President Obama assumed normal relations with Cuba and opened it up, one of the things Governor Christie asked was for, in exchange for opening up relations with Cuba, we want Joanne Chesimard back. And that never happened. She's on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. Well, the Women's March, the organization honored Asada Shakur, Joanne Chesimard, on Monday because they tweeted out a birthday wish for her. Well, CNN...
calling her a revolutionary. Happy birthday to the revolutionary Asada Shakur.
Yes. So CNN's anchor Jake Tapper slams them for doing this. And he tweets out, Shakur is a cop killer fugitive in Cuba. This ugly sentiment, ugly sentiments from Sarsour. All right. So that would be Linda Sarsour. And can I say that? I guess I can. The Dyke March Chicago. Any progressives out there condemning this? And that's because in Chicago it was called the Dyke March. That's what they called it. They banned Jewish pride flags. So they banned the Jewish lesbians from marching in the gay pride parade in Chicago. Because there's a hierarchy when it comes to preferred groups in the liberal agenda. I need a flow chart. Well, in response to Jake Tapper, who is a left, I mean, he's on the left. He's a proud progressive. He criticizes them. They double down on their support of Shakur. And they say, we don't support Shakur's violent methods, but they view her as a feminist figure for trying to fight the sexism in the black liberation movement. Hashtag, Asada Shakur's resistance tactics were different from ours. That does not mean that we do not respect her anti-sexism work.
That's a real easy way to gloss over what she's done. She's a cop killer. And they're like, her methods are a little different than ours, but you know, happy birthday.
And now former Republican Joe Scarborough comes out, and he calls on Democrats to condemn the women's march celebrating Shakur. He tweets out, so does the resistance against Trump now embrace convicted cop killers on the FBI's most wanted list? Democrats must condemn this now. So Linda Sarsour comes out, you following this? And she accuses Jake Tapper of being a member of the alt-right. Sarsour responded saying that Jake Tapper has joined the ranks of the alt-right by targeting me online. Now, there is zero evidence that Jake Tapper is part of the alt-right or that he leans right
by the
in
way,
any degree at all.
By the way, explicitly read here that she's accusing him of white nationalism. This blanket, especially from the left, accusing people from being alt-right. This is an attempt to accuse Jake Tapper of being a white nationalist for criticizing that the Women's March honored a cop killer. Are you following this nonsense?
It's ridiculous. She also challenged Tapper to, quote, please share evidence of her ugly sentiments, because in the tweet he said ugly sentiments. Now, very quickly, the Daily Caller has asked three Democratic senators to condemn the women's march. They asked Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, and Kirsten Gillibrand, who we heard at the beginning of this segment, to condemn the women's march because of their support for Shakur. What happened with that?
They all declined.
Get
to
out.
I know, it's unbelievable.
So the pecking order on the left continues, and it is fascinating. 722 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
One of the biggest things you can do to improve your home and get the most bang for your buck, especially on resale, is installing new floors. You want quality flooring, you don't want the hassle, and you don't want to break the bank. Well, that's why you're going to love 50 Floor. Here's how easy it is. They send one of their consultants to your home on your schedule, and they will help you find the perfect flooring. You get to see how the samples look in your home with your lighting, with your furniture, with your cabinets, whatever room you're going to put the new flooring in, which is so much easier. And they'll make recommendations for the best products to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and, of course, your budget. Installation, they make it so easy. 50 Floor comes and moves all of your furniture for you. Now, here's the great part. Through the end of July, you get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. So just schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Now, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and you use the promo code WMAL, they're going to give you an additional $100 discount. So that's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but it's only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, Proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commute this morning. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. A little bit frustrating, to say the least here. Stalled car on the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway near the exit for 123. So again, this morning, have these delays. A little bit unusual volume to get you past the overlooks off and on up toward 123. They're dealing with the broken down southbound, slowing to get by because you can see the activity. 395. It's been about the volume from the Beltway to King Street. Now a fender bender reported in the backup before you get to Duke Street. Beyond at the 14th Street Bridge slows onto the freeway. Now, Beltway Forestville area, interloop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews were responding to a crash. Been busy in the White Oak area. In fact, still with the activity, if you can, avoid 212 Powder Mill Road south of Cherry Hill Road. That's just at a crawl to get down toward the U.S. Army Research Lab. That's where you have the crash, and it's only one lane in each direction, so a difficult one. Again, that's on the southbound side of Powder Mill Road, south of Cherry Hill Road, and on southbound 29 in the White Oak area, also had accident activity. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. You want that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to turn it up now. The next few days, the heat continuing to build. Air quality alerts in effect. Heat indices probably feeling like 100 or hotter. Lots of sunshine first part of the day with a few clouds. Isolated thunder this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. Okay, so there's a debate going on. There's a lot of hot takes over the last 24 hours about Tropical Storm Don versus Tropical Storm Hillary.
Really?
These are two real storm systems that are going on right now. It just happens by chance that their names are Don and Hillary, because storm names are chosen using a list that's designed by a group in Switzerland called the World Meteorological Organization. So these two storms are both named Don and Hillary. Interestingly, Tropical Storm Don is on the eastern coast of the United States right now. Read the right. And Hillary's off in the Pacific Ocean,
no.
Read the left, of the United States right now.
That's awesome.
Hillary right now is a depression. Sorry. I don't mean to say that she's in depression, but she is. The storm is technically a depression, so she'll earn her name later today when she whips up into a full fury.
Is it just wandering around the woods?
She's wandering around with a bunch of other tropical depressions right now in the Pacific Ocean. Neither storm expected to make landfall, but Hillary especially won't connect with the country. 7:28 on WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com. Or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here. And I'm back with an all-new season of Jay Leno's Garage.
Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more. Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream. Or is it a nightmare? Yeah. Jay Leno's Garage. All new Wednesdays at 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
All right, come to find out there are 8 people in that Russia meeting with Don Jr. 8th person's been identified. We'll talk about that meeting and the fallout when we return. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump is blasting media outlets over reports that he had a second undisclosed meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit.
The White House seeking to downplay the significance of the discussion, calling it perfectly normal. U.S. presidents at summits often hold private and impromptu discussions with other world leaders. However, when you look at the context, the lack of immediate disclosure from the administration, as well as questions about Trump's own posture in regard to Russia, raise significant questions.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. President Trump has invited Senate Republicans to the White House after a second GOP attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare failed. The president has said he is going to let the health care law fail, but Ohio Governor John Kasich disagrees.
To just repeal something like that, and where do people go then who have drug addictions and chronic illness and mental health? And you just can't walk away from that.
Governors Larry Hogan of Maryland and Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, meanwhile, have joined 9 other governors to urge Congress to immediately reject the GOP efforts to repeal Obamacare. The wife of a Maryland congressman is considering running for governor of Maryland. Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, the wife of Elijah Cummings, says she is strongly considering running. Prince George's County Police are looking for suspects in the shooting death last night of a 17-year-old boy in Laurel. It happened near Conti and Larchdale Roads about 8:30 last night. A 20-year-old man is in critical condition after being shot several times during an attempted home invasion robbery overnight in District Heights. Police can't confirm yet, though, whether the victim was among those participating in the robbery. Phase 2 of Metro Silver Line is now expected to open in 2020, more than a year after it was originally scheduled to. We now know how much that delay is going to cost. The Washington Post reports the delay will cost $95 million. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,575, the Nasdaq at 6,344. Sports: Ryan Zimmerman's tie-breaking RBI single in the 8th lifts the Nationals to a win over the Angels. The Orioles crush Texas. WNBA, the Mystics take on Atlanta at home today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
A cure for hepatitis C.
breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's begin with Powder Mill Road, and the decision about which way to get you to where you're going is a little bit tricky here. Southbound on 212, south of Cherry Hill Road, and pretty much well south of Cherry Hill Road as you head down toward the U.S. Army Research Lab. That's where we have the crash. It's only one lane each direction, so we're jammed solid back to Cherry Hill Road. So very tedious trip. If you're thinking I'll take 29 southbound, well, we've had accident activity south of White Oak, southbound 29 as you work down toward the Trader Joe's. So that's bunched up as well. For 95, delays out of Calverton through to the Beltway. Beltway, normal delays, thank goodness, just as you head around through Silver Spring. Now, George Washington Parkway, park police tell me they've cleared the broken down to the shoulder, but I'm still seeing delays and a reported crash in the backup. So this is frustrating. North on GW Parkway, watch for delays just north of the Key Bridge. Another tough go this morning as you work past the overlooks and up toward 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to turn it up now the next few days. The heat continuing to build. Air quality alerts in effect. Heat indices probably feeling like 100 or hotter. Lots of sunshine first part of the day with a few clouds. Isolated thunder this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 72 in Greenbelt, 78 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. At 8:35, we've got Eric Balling swinging by. He's going to talk to us about his new book. He's talking about draining that swamp. And his book, if you'll remember, we'll talk about it later. The President of the United States tweeted out Eric Balling's book, and it shot up to one of the number one books in the entire country. It's a nice bump to get.
The Trump bump.
Mary, when you write your book, we'll make sure the President bumps that for you.
I'm on it.
Get those sales up.
I'm on it.
Eric Balling joining us at 8:35 this morning. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Hola.
Hola. And the news we were talking about earlier in the show, the coverage of Russia has dominated network newscasts to the tune of 75% of their coverage has consisted of Russia coverage, whereas just 6% of the country ranks Russia as the number one issue. 6% of Americans. Well, in case you were wondering, there's more Russian news in the last 24 hours. Thanks to all of those busy bees in the news media who have been focusing on this. I'll count the Daily Caller among them. We've asked some questions about that. I edit that site. But there's some news, some of it interesting, some of it not. let's get to the basics. That Trump Jr. meeting from, I believe, June of 2016, the one where he met with Natalia Veselnitskaya. By the way, I know how to say that name perfectly now. I've spent so much time saying Veselnitskaya that I can say Veselnitskaya, Veselnitskaya, Veselnitskaya over and over and over. Anyway, she's in the meeting. This is this attorney. She's Russian. Additionally, now we know who the eighth person in the meeting was.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's a gentleman by the name of, this name, let's try it, Ike Kavaladze. Ike Kavaladze. He's a real estate and finance executive who works for Emin and Aris Agalarov. Aris Agalarov is the real estate tycoon in Russia that kind of kicked this whole thing off. Emin is his pop star son. And they were the driving forces behind arranging this meeting, as we understand it. So there were eight people total in the meeting. On the Trump side of the equation, it was Don Jr., Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner all sitting there. In all the readouts we've gotten, Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner were bored to tears, and Donald Jr. was disappointed that the meeting didn't result in any information of use against Hillary Clinton, that it was just a push to overturn the Magnitsky Act in the United States. Also in the meeting, Rob Goldstone, who is the British publicist who kind of was the go-between setting all this up to begin with, a person by the name of Rinat Akhmetshin, who is a Russian-American lobbyist who was also working with Veselnitskaya on overturning U.S. sanctions against Russia. And then finally, a gentleman by the name of Anatoly Samochorinov, who was a former State Department official who was there to translate, because Veselnitskaya, not an English speaker, so needed a translator, so hired a former State Department contractor. So now, right now, the eight people that we know were in the room have all been identified by the press. Has any more evidence of collusion come out? No more information about collusion. Yeah.
Well, that's why we need an investigation to find out exactly how they're going to overthrow the government.
A failure to collude. Now, there's another big story about the Russians that we're hearing a lot about. Mary, what's that story? This is the president of the United States now.
Well, I woke up this morning to the news that President Trump had a second meeting with President Putin, and they colluded to keep it secret and away from the press, that the American press knew nothing about it. What happened was they were at a G20 summit dinner with Melania Trump and all the other world leaders in the room, and that is where they had their secret meeting at that dinner, trying to keep it quiet. According to, what is this gentleman's name? It's Bremner, Mr. Ian Bremner. He is the president of the international consulting firm Eurasia Group, and he is the one who brought this secret meeting to the attention of the Washington Post. He said it was, and of course it was only acknowledged by the White House after this person, Mr. Bremner, went to the Washington Post, and he told also the New York Times, because those are the two you go to now. If you have something that you want to leak on Trump, you go to the Washington Times of the New York Post. He said pretty much everyone at the dinner thought this was really weird, that here is the president of the United States who clearly wants to display that he has a better relationship personally with Mr. Putin than any of us, or simply doesn't care. He says that about halfway into the meal, President Trump got up and switched places with Melania Trump, who was sitting next to Mr. Putin. And the two of them sat there and talked.
Wow.
That's pretty much it.
So they had dinner together in the presence of their wives, mm-hmm. and chatted with one another.
And the rest of the leaders at the G20 summit. And we should all be shocked and appalled because they talked to each other at dinner for like an hour.
The funny thing is that it's being referred to as an undisclosed meeting. I mean, being made to be that it's nefarious. But I find it interesting, I do, that the president had more conversations with Putin. Good to know. I like that. Let's listen let's check in with Tucker Carlson's show last night, though, about how they're seeing this. Britt Hume was on with Tucker.
What do you make of the fact, this is being reported by the Washington Post tonight, that our president may have betrayed his country by sitting next to, in close physical proximity to, in any case, Vladimir Putin himself at a multilateral dinner?
It's perfectly fine for the Post to report that. What I object to so much of the time is the breathless and extravagant coverage that these events get. And I find myself repeatedly by saying, that's interesting, but it's not that big a deal. I mean, time and time again, that's my reaction. So I think that what we have is a story that has been interesting, worth reporting, worth investigating, to date, hopelessly overblown.
I like that, Brett Hume. He gets it, man. He's same page with him. I'm interested, but the story's been hopelessly overblown.
Yeah,
hopelessly overblown.
President Trump tweeted out, fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick. All G20 leaders and spouses were invited by the Chancellor of Germany. He had a conversation at a dinner party.
7:44 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today.
You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background-checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big-screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good day.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, gotten a bit busy. You had the crash south on 270 as you head past Clopper Road, but I'm looking at all to the left shoulder, so you'll see it. Just one police car behind those three vehicles involved in the crash. Germantown to Gaithersburg slow. You get a little break, and then we have another problem that's happened in the local lanes southbound between Falls and Montrose with one lane blocked. Now, around the Beltway topside, 95 to George Avenue, slowing. On the inner loop over in Forestville near Pennsylvania Avenue, what was there quickly removed, and I'm not seeing much of any backup, so you're good to go. And then beyond near St. Barnabas Road for the stop and go. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Here we go, southbound, trying to get into Jessup, have a stalled reported. And then through Laurel, each direction below speed. The George Washington Parkway, man. On northbound, we had the broken down northbound GW Parkway near 123. Then in the backups, a crash reported. So everyone's slow, both north and south in those stretches. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to turn it up now the next few days. The heat continuing to build. Air quality alerts in effect. Heat indices probably feeling like 100 or hotter. Lots of sunshine first part of the day with a few clouds. Isolated thunder this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
All right, I want to talk to you about something that happened at Carl Sandburg Middle School in Fairfax County. According to the police report, the alleged incident occurred April 4th. Student was in the cafeteria with a couple friends, and the principal was called in, Terrence Yarborough. Came into the cafeteria, according to the police report, and asked this young lady, a 12-year-old student, to pick something off of the floor, pick a piece of trash up off the floor, and she said no. Which I can't even begin to imagine when I was in middle school looking at the principal and saying that the fear of God was in us when it came to the principal.
Yeah, forget the principal, like literally any teacher. No, I'm not doing it.
Well, what recourse do they have? The kid says no, what recourse do they have? And the kids know it. So again, according to the police report, the principal asked her to pick it up and she refused a second time. Then it was at that point when Principal Yarborough allegedly smacked her on the butt. So the student left the cafeteria and reported the alleged incidents to a teacher. Now, again, this is all alleged. A school resource officer was then contacted, who contacted officials from Fairfax County Public Schools, who contacted Child Protective Services, who contacted the police. Do you see how this went?
I do.
That's crazy. Police say the principal Yarborough was removed from the school and placed on administrative leave. And now there is a police and a county school system internal affairs department investigations. So you got two investigations into the alleged smacking of the butt. And on July 10th, this happened again back in April. On July 10th, according to the police, a criminal summons was obtained that charged Principal Yarborough with a misdemeanor assault and battery. Now, when I think of assault and battery, I mean, you better have bruises. I just think of something like physical, right? I just think of, it wouldn't be like if I come by and whack you in the shoulder. On Monday, police say that the principal, Yarborough, came to a police station with summons was served, and he was released and is scheduled to appear in court on August 4th. Mm-hmm. Now, Yarborough says, hey, this is unexpected, and I totally believe he feels this was all unexpected. His side of the story is that he was playing around with this student. He apparently knew this student and said, he said this was typical of her. She said no and got smart alecky, and he said, we joked back and forth. I said, girl, if you don't pick that up, I'm going to spank you. And so he gave her a swat to the rear end with a flick of his wrist. So like a boom, you know, like a backhanded kind of boom to the back of her butt. And that was the end of it. But she walked away and all holy hell broke loose. Overreaction?
There is a distinct difference between assault and just weirdness, and I think this falls into the latter category.
You think it's weird? I don't even think it's weird.
What is the principal of the school doing smacking my daughter's butt? I have a sexist position on this too. If it was my son, just rail him in the shoulder. Just punch him. Just pick it up. I told you to pick it up. And he's not listening. My daughter? Like a girl. How old is she?
12.
12 years old. He's like flicking her rear end because she was not listening in a playful manner. This doesn't even come to corporal punishment. It's just weird. Why even engage in it? It's nonsense, and it shouldn't happen. And I would actually be pretty ticked. Like, what are you doing? Touching her butt. Like, back off, buddy.
Really?
Like, control yourself a little bit, because I'm about to lose my control.
See, when I got home, my parents would have beaten me. My parents would have been like, oh, really? You didn't get enough at school. You told the principal no, you're going to get it again. And then my parents would have gone down to the school, and my mother would have baked the principal a cake.
A 53-year-old man playfully told a 12-year-old girl that he was going to spank her.
Why do you think it's sexual?
Playfully.
Oh, come on. Not everyone's a sex offender.
All right. 7:51 now on WMA. We're going to fight off air.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
No money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. And for July only, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until 2018. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right?
Financing program.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here.
Not all applicants will be approved.
Season of Jay Leno's Garage. Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more. Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream. Or is it a nightmare? Yeah! Jay Leno's Garage. All new Wednesdays at 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label. Protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
All right, 7:53. Let's check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger.
And good morning. Stock futures are higher right now, indicating a higher open on Wall Street. The Nasdaq rallied to another record high yesterday. Morgan Stanley has reported strong quarterly earnings this morning. Shares are higher in the pre-market. Mixed results from U.S. Bancorp. We've got a load of more companies that are going to let us know how they're doing today as earnings season is on. Mortgage applications jumped by more than 6% last week. Most were for refinancing. finances. Volume is down 30% from the same week a year ago. Foreigners bought a record number of U.S. homes last year, a near 50% jump from the previous year. The National Association of Realtors says they're targeting Florida, Texas, and California. Discovery and Scripps are reportedly talking about a merger. Scripps owns channels like the Food Network. Discovery owns the Discovery Channel. And Comic-Con is on today in San Diego. 4 days of TV, film, and video game panels, displays, screenings, and autograph signings. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, we're very slow on Powder Mill Road this morning. Update sponsored by AAA. The culprit had been the crash. Now it looks like the travel lane, there's only one lane each direction as you come southbound Powder Mill Road approaching the U.S. Army Research Lab. It's been at least cleared out of the travel lanes. It's about recovering those delays back near Cherry Hill Road. Also, we've been quite slow each direction on 29 this morning over near the Trader Joe's south of White Oak for the crash. Do watch for police at the scene here. On 270, heading from Germantown to Gaithersburg, slow. The crash after Clopper Road on the shoulder. And then hang on local lanes, the accident south of Falls Road. That's what's halting the local lanes. The main line's doing a bit better through there. On the George Washington Parkway, slows each direction near the overlooks. Northbound, we had the broken down near 123. When your car breaks down, you want to get back on the road quickly, isn't that so? And that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time heat starting to work in now. Today, 95 in the afternoon will feel close to or above 100 degrees. Air quality alert in effect. Isolated thunderstorms will come in this afternoon through early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have four seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of July 17, weeknights at 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
And here are the sounds that are going to come out of your radio.
Obamacare. Do we just repeal it? Do you want to see a repeal vote